Happy 2021.
Right.
We're still here.
I know, right?
Tahir had the right avatar. We need MF Doom here, because I just...
Rest in peace to MF Doom.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, y'all know that was my guy, man.
I don't want to tell you how old I am, but I saw him with third base.
Oh, so you go back to the KMD days.
I go back
to third base
days. Gas face.
I hate to say it, I go back to the ABC days. And wow.
Zev Love X. You know, it's funny. I think it was last year when Professor Ward and I were looking for archival footage on Robin Kelly. We stumbled across a C-SPAN interview where he was addressing the United States Senate when he was a professor here with Professor. She wrote the first book, one of the first books on hip hop. Trisha Rose.
Yes,
and,
I remember.
So it was Robin Kelly as a professor at U of M with Trisha Rose trying to argue that explicit lyrics in hip hop are not because Black youth are like crazy. And he gave this example, it was like the early 90s, he gave this example of how the majority of the folks on his campus, which he identified as U of M, who play loud music using profanity, are young white frat boys riding around in their BMWs. And was a quote from Robin Kelly. Anyway, in that same conference is MF Doom with his early group when he was with Third Base, also arguing the same point, like why freedom of expression is important. Why? I mean, this was like, whoa, wow. It's like a really rich, rich piece. So it was this weekend long panel of scholars and hip hop artists. You probably remember that whole explicit lyrics, put the label on the record thing that was
going live
on.
Crew.
Exactly. So anyway, that's MF Doom U of M trivia.
Yep. Wow. Back in the day, and Prince started it with Tipper Gore. So it's just too much. But I mean, I think if you could have understood, because the other blessing of living in Detroit is there were so many bands playing. I got to see the Sex Pistols play, and to hear them now, that's explicit. You know, I mean, you're talking about some hardcore punk. I stayed at the back of the club because there was a lot going on in that room and tiny little place in Detroit. But yeah, there was so much churning that was coming out in that time period that built into what came to be the, you know, the hip hop, you know, the birth of hip hop and lots of stuff.
I'm trying to imagine you rocking out to Iggy Pop and the Sex Pistols. I'm trying to imagine you like this in the club while Iggy Pop and the Sex Pistols are playing.
Well, you know, Iggy's from the Michigan, so right. I saw quite a bit up here. They called it Second Chance, but now it's Dooley's. But it, when I was undergrad, I had blue hair and wore safety pins for earrings. So I was a bit different.
We need that photo in the archive.
We need the photo.
rock on,
Miss James. Man, you like really about
I'm so glad you pulled up.
For historical purposes, I think that we really need
it's
that.
The wall.
It must be shared with the
It's
generation.
Never been hidden. You all have all been in my offices right on the wall. I'm standing there smiling.
You know, that's what we need. We need to actually have Beth's office photographed and on the website. I think that would be.
You could do a portrait in there.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, a 3D though, it'd have to be 3D. 3D experience of Bezos.
An experience.
Walk through gallery.
Yeah, like a Google Map.
Oh my gosh, no. Don't want that, woohoo.
Before we get going, Matthew, I'd like to propose that there are some of us that have some challenges with this Friday meeting. And I would like to propose that we conduct a doodle poll with the possibility of exploring a Tuesday or a Thursday meeting in hopes that we could find a window where everyone might be able to participate for the remainder of this semester.
I think that would be great. The only caution I would have is that I teach 2:30 to 4 on Tuesday, Thursday. So okay. That shouldn't be on the doodle poll. But other than that, let's do that. Let me say, the one of the reasons I wanted us to get back in motion. That's why I thought we would call this meeting. Depending on what other time we come up with, the 28th and 29th, I won't be available, just so you know, that Thursday and Friday. But that doesn't mean we can't meet, but just so you know, that's my only expected travel this semester is that those 2 days. So okay.
We will also use Faye as a proxy for you so she can help us find some that's windows.
Fine. No, that's good. So let's just assume that if we can find a new time quickly and schedule that for next week. If not, we'll meet this time next week as well for those who can attend, and then after that we'll be at the new time.
Okay.
My only agenda at this point is an update on the website itself, which I know I've seen. I'm not sure how people have seen the draft. So we should share that with everybody. And then I think we probably are pretty close to settling on a rollout date. The LSA MAG people Gina reached out today to see if we had a date. It's another reason for us to have one. So if we're close enough and we can settle on a date, then we can also begin to think about what that event would look like for the rollout.
I did have an idea. For Giving Blue Day, I was thinking if we did launch on that day and have a donation button, that it could really reinforce what we were fundraising for last year and show people that did donate what they've donated to and what's come of it.
And but that's March 10th.
Yep.
And do we know what day of the week that is?
I believe it's a
Monday.
March 10th.
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually good because would have been our faculty meeting day, but we pushed it back a week, I think intentionally. So, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Obviously that makes a lot of sense in one. Let me just, the only question I would raise is post Black History Month, obviously. And so I don't know whether how strongly we feel given that we have the opportunity to launch during Black History Month, is that a more important opportunity? Or we could also think about using Black History Month to pre-publicize as well. So that would be the other way to do it.
I think we could send messages during both. If we do a launch beforehand and then maybe just try to tie it into a lot of the Giving Blue Day stuff we do, like here's our new website, we just launched it this previous month. We can do something like that and not launch it on the day. But just thinking of tying it into that, just because I think it would be good for our donors to see.
No, I think that's right. I don't know that anybody's tried to actually have public events on Giving Blue Day in that way. So it would be an interesting approach. So I'm not opposed to it. I'm just trying to think about the choice between those two options.
I did hear that they were also planning to host some like Zoom drop-in meetings that day. So I don't know if we could do something like that, have alumni come and visit and talk for a little bit, do like a hangout session too. Because I noticed that they're trying to do some stuff with Zoom in that way. So maybe something like that.
Well, I mean, this sort of raises the question of what we're thinking about for the rollout event. I mean, are we thinking about featuring pieces, or are we thinking kind of guided tour of the website? I mean, that's sort of the other question.
That sounds about right. Like, as Helen mentioned, it should be like a lead up. Like, even if it's, I don't know, something once a week or in the last week, something that connects Black History Month to, because this is DOS, right? To not do it would make us look unintentionally tone deaf. Like, why didn't DOS do anything during Black History Month? It was crazy. Which, I mean, we could problematize that too. Like, why is it that we only get Black History Month as a kind of broad attention on like the contribution of Black people to America and the diaspora? But yeah,
I
don't know if you want to go the opposite way and not do something during Black History Month as a critique of that whole problematic, right? But,
I mean, if you want to write that article, we can post it.
What are your thoughts, Beth?
Well, I'll say we've done it both ways. There have been years when we downplayed Black History Month. We still got into several collaborations, some of which turned out to be amazing. Like, we were talking about music, you know, one year we were invited to collaborate on Janelle Monáe's debut here on campus. So that was a powerful event. You know, it really, I feel like this year though, especially given all the anti-racist work that, I mean, you're involved in, Matthew, the panel today was brilliant. I just really was so nourished by that. And all the things that we're trying to do in terms of, you know, spotlighting and highlighting our department. And it's really crucial, foundational work in this area of DEI on campus. You know, I would lean toward us rolling it out during Black History Month, just because it's such a strange time in American history. And it just feels like all this hard work we've done, you know, over the past year, and it's almost coming up on a year that we haven't seen each other in person, which is really, really strange to me. But, you know, that sense of trying to connect through the website with others, I think would be wonderful. And I think I just feel like that would be a great thing, because we've got our MLK program that's going to be great on Monday. You know, I'm just thinking about how the flow of the semester is going. Latte, we've already got one of our alum, Yolanda Covington Ward, is coming back to speak. We've got that all settled down for the start of February, February 4th. So, you know, if we want to do the rollout sometime, you know, as a part of that, and then really spotlight it during March, when I would imagine Benedict is going to do her global program, then that leaves us April for graduation and, you know, the culmination of the semester. So
that's kind of what I was thinking. That sounds good. And I was thinking too, maybe our oral histories would be something to share during that time period, our own history. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's not as much about Black History Month, but it's our history and we're sharing that. So it's a little more genuine.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Beth that I think it should be rolled out as soon as possible. I think as soon as possible, just because, I mean, there are a number of I guess it's, for me, it's like a question of meeting the moment, right? And showing like, this is what this is about, right? And I think the sooner that can be done, the better. But also for the purposes, just kind of like logistically for Black History Month, we may be able to get more like visibility and you know, sponsorship or whatever, if we do it as a Black History Month event as opposed to a Giving Day event. I mean, we've gone through our inventory a number of times, and I think everybody's pretty comfortable that we have enough to go with. So if we can just like launch it as like a major Black History Month, you know, even early on in February event, I think that would be, I think that would be important for a number of reasons. Let's just say that.
Well, let me ask a different, or ask the question in a different way, which is, day of the week / time of day. And let me say, so to me, to hear raised in the chat, the question of, are we talking about a panel? What are we talking about? And I would love to imagine what a virtual museum exhibit opening would look like, in the sense that we would combine some talk, right, about the exhibit and its value with then the opportunity either before or maybe in the middle, I don't know exactly, for people to visit, right, and to get a tour of the exhibit. And I'm thinking if alumni are our target, maybe we're talking about either a 6:30 or a 7 o'clock event rather than the usual daytime. So that sort of opens up lots of possibilities, I guess, in terms of when to do it. You know, to do it early in the month only means a lot of work very quickly. So it seems to me the only drawback. On the other hand, the 24th of February is this day without classes. They're calling it, what are they calling it? A rest day or something? They're calling it a well-being break.
Well-being.
But maybe that evening would be a good, I mean, you know, or, but maybe a Thursday is better than a Wednesday, or maybe a Monday. I mean, I'm sort of, these are the questions I'm throwing out for people's instinctive reactions to.
I will say later is probably best. Anther has been doing some archaeology talks, and they've done really well with the 4 p.m. or later time. We've had about 60 people in attendance, so.
We have 200 people signed up for Monday for our discussion of Julius, so.
Oh, that's amazing.
We'll see what that means in terms of that. So today's event that I shared, there were over almost 600 people signed up, but only 350 actually showed up. So I don't know what that tells you, but
that well-being day, February 24th, is a Wednesday.
Right.
I feel like middle of the week programs get a lot of traction, or middle of the week things, as opposed to like Monday and Friday or whatever. Uh-huh. My question, though, was about the panel that you were on today, which I completely missed, saw buried in my email. And I was like, wow, how did I miss that? But again, speaking of timing, right?
Yeah, that was all very last minute. That was, you know, I put my foot in my mouth and then I ended up having to do it. So I said, well, don't you want to do something about this? And I said, sure. Don't you want to be the chair of it? So there you go.
Is that talk? Is that Zoom call archived somewhere where we can see it?
They recorded it, and so it will be posted. I think the dean's office. I'm not sure exactly where. We may make sense, Beth, actually to try to get it on our website, Beth and Helen too, given that if in spirit, if not actually in name, yet both Annette and Christian are, and Rebecca are all faculty associates. So,
yeah, we need to get Annette. She is brilliant.
She was great today. She was probably the best, I thought.
Ooh, my goodness.
All right. Here's what I'm going to suggest. I think an evening. Let's go for the evening because that's what gets us the alumni, right? And that's what we want to do. It might limit some of our students, but not if we push it hard. I'm going to split the difference and suggest maybe the middle of the month. we have some time, but at the same time, so maybe the 18th.
February.
Okay. Actually would have been my grandmother's 106th birthday. And then let's think about how to use it to build towards Giving Blue Day. And maybe what we can do is on Giving Blue Day itself also give tours.
I think that would be good. Then if anyone misses the first event, they can try to come to the second.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So rather, I think what we should do, let's think about, I would like to combine having us, as whoever's willing to have brief things about our experience with putting this together, with some kind of walking people through various parts of the so maybe not a distinct panel thing, but rather just all of us acting as kind of tour guides for a piece and doing that across the period of time. Us and others who've worked on it who don't come to our meetings usually, potentially undergrads, those kinds of things. So who would like to take the lead on this?
Well, I know I do the program, so hey, guess who? I know who's on the committee. I'm happy to. I think I see it as just being like a kaleidoscope. I'm really excited at the thought of it, because if for that initial rollout, say we get have a part of it be the team talking, and then a part of it be a few of the folks who actually contributed to the oral histories, mm-hmm. so that, mm-hmm. you know, we're bringing it alive and saying, and you'll be able to hear more on the website. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like opening the window to the world of, you know, what these people mean. So I'm thinking, for example, I've been put in touch with a young artist who is actually doing a mural on Black artists in Ann Arbor. And so I've been talking with her about the legacy of Professor Lockhart. So tying that into, you know, having him as one of our pillars that we're going to, you know, focus on, like with Professor Yates and with Evans, you know, these mm-hmm. these folks who are so important, you know, so that somehow, and again, I'm happy to kind of sketch out an outline, and then you all tell us
mm-hmm.
what to focus on. You know, given, say, we say this is going to be 90 minutes. And then, you know, we go from there in terms of kind of like, I just keep thinking about, much name that tune the other night, and you know, having things that are catchy but at the same time pull you in, so that then, you know, once folks are really, you know, immersed in the material, they'll be able to go deeper by mm-hmm. visiting the website. So say if Dolapo and Tahir talk about the things that they were working on and, you know, infuse it with the enthusiasm that we've seen when they're here talking to mm-hmm. us about it, you know, that would be so exciting. And then people get to see that real projects are made on this campus. I was at the big DEI meeting for faculty, staff, and students this past week. And all of us to a fault said that it's about the interactions that we have with one another that make this university important, well, the things that matter and the words matter. And we see how crucial communication is to one another. And I think that's what's been the real foundation of this committee, is that, you know, we've all contributed in different ways. So kind of using that as the, you know, the fulcrum for it. And then, you know, like looking at it as, I'm visually looking at it because I'm a history of art major, but, you know, it's like looking at it as these different pieces coming out from it that are the branches of the tree that is DAS. And that was a lot of mixed metaphors.
No, I think that's, I think that's, that really catches the spirit of it, Beth. And so let's think about what the pieces of the, or the branches or the roots or whatever metaphor we're using of all those pieces are. You know, and yes, I agree that people should think about what piece they'd like to do. Maybe we can have a Google Doc that sort of has the, begins to think about what the program is, and we can all can sort of contribute to it. Certainly, and I would be interested in your ideas about, I think we want to have some time in there to acknowledge or to you know, think about the contributions of Frank Yates, James Jackson, and Evans Young, given that they've all passed away in the past year, as well. And we don't have, we weren't able to interview any of them, right? So in that sense, it would be good to, as well as highlighting the oral histories that we do have. And I think perfectly makes sense that to highlight things that we're working on that aren't necessarily ready or aren't part of it yet. That's something else mm-hmm. we can do.
Mm-hmm. Frank Yates died in 2020. Did he die? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Professor just Yates. Like, right, I was like, when did he pass away?
Yeah. Past fall, yeah.
In the fall. So more and more I'm thinking tree now, because I'm thinking they're the roots. Then we move into the trunk, which is the work we're doing now. And then the branches will be, where do we go from here? So, you know, and that's where we can invite discussion with the audience about, you know, like, hey, have you all thought about this? Or, you know, I'm really excited and hopeful that we'll have a place where people can contribute information. That's going to be a big part of us filling in those blanks on the timeline, filling in the blanks, you know, in terms of, hey, did you all think about this era? Or, wow, in a certain time period, do you remember when this happened? So, you know, I think that could be really great for our alumni, getting them involved, because they'll have much clearer memories of those 4 years they were here mm-hmm. than looking through a
Are long... you saying it all kind of floods together for you, Beth?
I know. I was just talking to Tahir, I was like, wait a minute, one side of me was Rick James and the other side was punk rock. What was I doing in my, it was all P-funk, right? It was all the funk. But it's like, you know, all of us are so complicated. And I think mm-hmm. that's the beauty of DAS, is that it always encompassed all of the African diaspora. So, you know, getting people to, you know, who feel very fondly about the department and who would follow through with those warm feelings later through sharing their memories, you know, testimonies, photos, all those things we initially talked about, that could be really, really powerful too. We won't have to use my office. We can use contributions from others.
Gotta find somebody who has photos of you with that blue hair.
It's right, it's on my wall. It's on my wall. It's right there in my office.
Hidden in plain sight.
So we need to have someone go into the office and get that photo. So we can get it. I want that. We want that on the, that has to be on the
totally on, yeah.
In the student section.
With the story about
the question, can you identify this Stas undergrad?
High school photos.
Right. Yeah. With a brief story recapping the Sex Pistols concert here. How was it? Just a brief.
No, I'll do Doom instead. I'll do MF Doom. I'd rather do MF Doom.
So I'm going to move us along, actually. So Beth, if you'll do the Google Doc, we will all, so Stephen, we've been talking about doing a rollout event for the website. We're looking at February 18th in the evening. And Beth's going to coordinate with where people would talk about their involvement and also do kind of tours. I mean, imagining it as a kind of museum exhibit opening virtually. So that's what we've been talking about to this point.
Tours of the website? Tours of the website?
Tours of the website.
February 18th?
February 18th in the evening, 7 p.m. with a targeting our alums. But also, you know, what I'll do, maybe we'll let a week go, but about maybe a week into the term, we'll also reach out to all the faculty, trying to get them to get their students to attend. Either as an, you know, whatever they, however they want to assign it as an extra credit assignment or whatever they want to do.
You said you mean a week from now. You said you won't tell them about it now. You'll wait.
Yeah, just I want to give the faculty. I mean, you know, maybe we're so long story. We're not having a faculty meeting next week because of the inauguration. But I'll find a way to communicate that to the faculty.
I'd rather go to a faculty meeting than watch that inauguration. Okay, so
you're in the minority on that one, I'm afraid.
So. No, I'm happy to not have a faculty meeting. So hi everybody, I'm sorry. So Wayne, Ariel, part of the, never mind, it took me a long time to get it, but I just sent you guys messages asking about the meeting. Obviously you can ignore those. But for the 18th, if there's a way for my students to maybe serve as docents or something in my class, but the problem is it's a bit early. So is anyway, I'm sorry, I came in late. Just go ahead.
Let's talk about that. I mean, that's something we can talk about. Either maybe they can play some role that's appropriate to where they are in the semester, but also use it as an opportunity for them to think about how they might contribute over the course of the semester. We're doing this in part because it's Black History Month, but also as a prelude to Giving Blue Day as well. All of our reasons for doing it then. Which is an
so
early
maybe
March.
They could do something along the lines, Stephen. I'm just already thinking, you know, like if during the discussion section, if they would like to be in there, like say each of one of us is in a breakout room and they're in one of the breakout rooms with us and they help to lead, you know, the like handle the question that will be in the room. You know, that would not put the onus on them to have to, you know, lead it, but they'll be there with us.
Yeah, I like that structure, but where I have my schedule now, they won't, said February 18th. Well, they will have just learned about BAM in the beginning of CAS. We'll be getting into CAS's history a little bit. So I'd think about that or get your input of what would be appropriate for them to do, what they'd be ready to do.
Let's have this conversation, but I want to move on. I do want us to be able to, because we've all looked individually, or some of us have looked individually at the plan for the website itself. But if we could maybe pull that up, we could actually sort of get a sense of, particularly if there are any outstanding questions we can contribute to. Helen, do you want to screen share and do this?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I've been exporting video, so bear with me.
I have it open already. If Helen, you don't want to interrupt your upload or download.
1 second.
Just so that folks know, I don't believe that much content, if any, has been put up yet. It's right now, it's just structure stuff, but we're going to be working on content.
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. It's just,
if you want to share, that's fine. I can still talk about it.
Okay.
Helen, I could share if you'd like me.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm having some issues.
Okay. So yes, Aaron, I know that's. So I'm hoping for some, for us to think about that in those terms rather than content.
Go ahead, dear.
What you were saying is more relevant, Helen, I think. I was about to ask Professor Ward a question.
I was just going to mention they sent two programs with different timelines that I'm sure Wayne will show us. And I just want to preface that they're not quite like the ones we showed, but I think we can work around it.
Wayne, are you sharing your screen?
Yes. Did everyone see my screen?
Yeah, scroll down. And those are just placeholder names. That's not the real, okay, yeah.
It's just kind of a style guide.
Professor Ward, what class are you teaching? You said you want your students to be a part of this in some kind of way?
So I'm teaching 498. This is all about DAS's history and future.
Helen, if there's any particular area you'd like me to delve into, please just.
I think the timeline, because I think a lot of this is really just showing us what it could look like with their limitations and WordPress. I think this looks nice. I will switch the colors a little bit. And the photos I think are just placeholder. I see they took some of mine, which are good, but I'll make sure that we have all of our photos. But I think the timeline's more crucial looking at those two examples. The first one they sent looks a lot like a PowerPoint slide, which I don't like. And the second version is much more like that scrolling timeline we looked at. Okay.
I don't have anything underneath this timeline when I click on it. It's just.
It should be in the email, I think, that she sent.
And the placeholders and everything that's right now in this draft website is based on a document that we have in our shared drive. So if folks have different titles that have been decided, or after they look through it, decide that they want something housed under a different tab or section, please just edit it in that, and then that's what we will go off of when we make updates to locations and things like that.
So it looks really good.
Yeah. So in some instances, we have the information. We just need to get it linked up or uploaded. In others, some of this will be titling changes as we move forward, but also other build outs as we continue this, because this was intended to be a living document.
I sent the two links to the chat, Wayne, of the two examples.
So I'm looking at the first of the timeline links, Helen, and it's visually very powerful. It's different from what we were thinking because they really have only one thing per year. So I'm not sure how that.
That was the one I wasn't as much of a fan of.
Okay, so let me look at the other one.
Yeah.
Is this the one you want me to use or put this one away?
The other one's probably a little better.
Okay.
Okay. This...
Matthew, when you said the first one, you're talking about the women's suffrage one?
Yes. So I'm looking at the second one now, and that one, the Game of Thrones one.
The content's not as good, but
no, it's fine.
The style is leather.
I think it does fit what we were closer to what we were trying to do. We need an easier adaptation.
I think you went too far, Wayne. I'd go back one.
That Game of Thrones layout one is kind of dope, though. That one, especially with accompanying photos on the side. If I could see like relevant photos to DOS's history there. Yeah.
Try to just hit the back button. I think the back arrow.
See, this is what I got with.
This is the one. If you scroll down, this one.
Oh, okay. Guess I just didn't look down far enough.
And the original template also, which is linked in the email, shows that each of these can be color coded. So I know that we've talked in previous meetings that we wanted to have color coding for like faculty coming in, student events, things like that. Mm-hmm. The template that they showed us that didn't have actual content in it did show those types of color coding. So we will be able to continue with that idea.
Thank you, Ariel. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I think that's the one.
Wow. And they think they could get that up by February? I guess.
That's, I actually messaged Wayne to talk about logistics after this. But I'm hoping, after I talk with Wayne, I hope that we can maybe email them today with a path forward.
So let me say again, if we should go with this February, March timeline if it works. But if we need more time, we'll just do it a different way. So that's not, but obviously we don't want to publicize February 18th until we're sure it's going to work.
Right. Whoa.
But if it's not, that's fine. We'll do something different.
Yeah. I think some of it may be, the data is there is whether or not we have images that we might want to pop out like this. I think that would be one of the pivot points for this.
Can we go back to the website rather than the timeline?
Oh, and I don't know if it was visible in what we just saw, but you can embed links into the timeline template. So,
okay, great.
Because I know that we also talked about wanting to have like something, and then if you want to read more, take you in a little deeper. That is something that's possible.
So, much of this I like, but it does seem like we had sort of been conceiving it as the timeline would be more prominent at the homepage.
I was going to ask that it would be the landing page instead of this, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were trying to do.
Yeah, I don't know if she got that was the highlight, so I'll let her know, but I did notice that as well.
Okay. In contrast, in essence, if the links across the top or at the bottom are alternatives, that's fine. Particularly like the oral histories or the archives. So I'm very comfortable with the rest of it. I just, I almost worry the timeline here gets lost. So.
Okay.
I also don't think that the we necessarily need to have any of these on the front page, just because if someone's going to scroll, they're most likely going to scroll to as far as they want to see. And once they hit the end, I don't know if they're just going to still want to be scrolling. So if I think where the timeline is, just have it there, and then having all the pictures be incorporated into the timeline rather than having the little circular pictures at the bottom, because I really doubt anyone's going to get that far and want to read, like, because it's almost like getting to the credits section. And at that point, they should have seen that content either highlighted in the timeline or they would have gone directly to it.
Other reactions, thoughts?
Here, you and Dolapo, unless you want to be memorialized, you could recommend titles where we just put in the dummies in our labeling.
Yeah, that's what, of course. I mean, I was thinking more egotistical. That's very self-absorbed. Tahir's playlist on the DOS 50th anniversary website. No, of course not. That's crazy. How soon do we need to change that title, since we're talking about rolling this, at least a kind of preview version of this out in February? You said the 18th, Prof. Countryman? February?
That was the target date, presuming that we can get the... we can get the website pieces ready by then. Obviously there's some pieces that are probably not quite ready. The question of whether they should have a link there that says, in production or something, or whether we should wait until they're actually ready to. And I guess one question, Helen and Ariel, is can we add stuff later, and how easy will that be?
I'm not sure on how easy it will be. I assume if it's nothing too big that they could do it quickly for us. They're usually pretty quick turnaround time. As for dates and things, as soon as you come up with stuff, there's just a lot of info here. So I think as soon as you come up with a good name, just send it. Okay. There's going to be a lot of info we're feeding to them and a lot of details we got to check over. So.
I believe that they're also making us managers. So if it's like a title change, we could make that fairly quickly. I would recommend earlier, but if you needed to give it us at like 5 a.m. on the 18th, it could happen. But things that are bigger, like large uploads, video files, stuff like that, we'll need to have earlier just to give leeway.
But post rollout, new exhibits, etc. I mean, there might be a time. It might take a while, but they're addable.
Yeah, once we get past the learning curve, for me, it should be okay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've never been. Never been in a hurry on this. We want to do it right. That's the key thing. So,
can I ask a clarifying question about that? About the question of making changes and adding material. So,
go ahead.
Helen, you were just talking. You and Ariel were just talking about if it can be done. I wonder if we can get a better sense of that question of can, and it sounds like you may need to ask them, but also whether we want to do. I mean, how much are we collectively deciding on planning to make additions and changes and so forth, so that we're all on the same page about that.
Well, Stephen, I'm just thinking, even for your class, say they do some really great projects, or if we have classes in the future that talk about the history of DAS, and somebody comes up with a really ingenious essay or something that we want to add, it would seem to behoove us to, you know, have the ability to add to it, just because your class won't have their final projects in until after the rollout of the website.
Right, that's in part what I'm thinking, but I want to make, but the conversation seemed to be saying, if we need to, we can make changes, but that's different than saying we plan to make changes. So I just want to know where we are, so I can.
I was personally answering Dahir's question about, like, at what point do you need to have it, like for the title change and stuff like that. But I think, and Helen, please correct me if I'm wrong, that this is something that will be continuous and will be.
It should be, because changing. People are not going to continue to come back if we don't have fresh content. And I think that it's really important to include our current students in this history, because they will graduate and move on and become the people that we are trying to track down right now. So it's really good to collect that now.
So this may be a longer term.
That's the goal. So we may have some technical, there may be some technological pieces that we're still working on, but the goal is to always be able to produce new content and add it.
So, okay, so here it goes. Here goes, DOS and Rhythm. You could just take off the Tahir's playlist. DOS and Rhythm.
I like it.
DOS and Rhythm.
Very good. Very, very
50
good.
You could say 50 years of DOS and Rhythm. DOS and Rhythm. And I'm looking for the playlist that I made. Dilapo, did I send you a playlist of music that you asked me about? Remember you asked me about music? I can't find it now. And I've been away for so long, I can't find in our list of, and on our drive, this music list that I made from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I think I stopped at the 70s. So I was trying to create, I picked like two songs from each decade of DOS's existence. And yeah. I can't find it now, but anyway.
You actually sent me a couple of, I would send them back to you.
Thanks, because I can't even find what the thing is I put together. But
Steven, were you gonna say more?
Yeah, I may be out of rhythm here, but I wanna go back to, see how I did there. So this may be a question just for Matthew or the whole group, but how can I ascertain the way I plan to have students do things on to add materials to the website? How do I determine the way and the timing of doing that? And secondly, related, do we have a usefulness for students to do something in particular?
I mean, that suggests is that we need a method or process for identification of things we'd like that could be proposed to students, as well as then a process for submission of projects for evaluation, you know, for review and response or something. I don't quite know how to, you know. And what I'm going to suggest is that let's put that on our agenda for a coming discussion, given the time. So that would be my.
I had a suggestion that was kind of tying into Giving Blue Day, but similar to what we were doing with our other students before, we rolled out this thing called the DAS difference. And I think for Giving Blue Day, hearing our students and the value of DAS, like, what does DAS mean to you? What has DAS done for you? Like something of that nature, if they could answer that question, I think that would be really good leading up to the history and kind of the impact that they are having in the modern space right now.
That'd be great.
I like that.
Ariel, were you gonna say something?
I was going to just quickly suggest, similar to the way that we have the form for students and people to fill out if they're trying to get a funding request, if there's a form for the students to fill out, I have this idea for a project. And then especially if someone is in that area of interest who might be able to support them. And if that's something that we feel would be good for the website, we get that information, the details, and the contact information of the student who is interested in having that project.
So anyway, I think that's something to put on the table, and we'll talk about that in the coming weeks. I have unfortunately another meeting, so I'm gonna leave. But that doesn't mean people want to keep talking about anything. That's totally fine with me. So just to recap, we have a doodle poll for a new time. Depending on whether we will meet next Friday, unless we have a new time earlier in the week. If not, it'll start the following week for the new times. And we will, once we have, we have this one issue around the timeline to determine before we can commit fully to the 18th of February. But in the meantime, Beth will start a Google Doc and we can think about various pieces to the program for the rollout, either on the 18th or if it turns out to be later. Thank you as always. Great to see you guys. We made it to 2021, and you know, we didn't quite make it all the way there yet, but we're making it progress. So stay safe as always.
So. Dude, peace. Professor Ward, question before you go. Everybody else might dip. Because I was thinking about. So like I'm still on to do this music thing, and I've already